Hi, my name is Caleb, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. One of my favorite movies from the 80s was The Karate Kid. Daniel LaRusso was this new kid in town and fell in love with a local at the beach. Unfortunately for Daniel, the girl that he was smitten with was the ex-girlfriend of local bad boy and karate black belt, Johnny Lawrence, who then began a fierce rivalry with Daniel. Daniel found guidance in a wise karate master named Mr. Miyagi, while Johnny was trained by a no-nonsense ex-soldier named John Kreese at the Cobra Kai Dojo. Painted on the Cobra Kai wall was the motto of Cobra Kai, which was strike hard, strike first, no mercy. Kreese taught Johnny the value that you should not show any mercy to your enemies. Now, everyone should know the rest of the story of the first film, so I won't dive into it, but I do want to spoil the first 5 minutes of the second film. Okay, spoiler alert. If you haven't seen the first few minutes of the second movie, just skip ahead like 20 seconds. Okay, I think we're ready. After Johnny's defeat in the first film, Kreese puts Johnny in a chokehold out of anger and starts to hurt Johnny real bad. Mr. Miyagi, seeing this, steps in to save Johnny. Well, Miyagi and Kreese fight, in which Kreese winds up in the arms of Mr. Miyagi. Mr. Miyagi holds his hands ready to strike down on Kreese, but instead gives him a little honk on the nose and shows him the mercy that he doesn't deserve. I want to dive into the word mercy. The definition of mercy is compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone whom it's within one's power to punish or harm. The Bible shows God's mercy for us. He could easily smite us down for the evil things that we do, but instead he showed us the mercy by sending his son to die for our sins. We didn't deserve that, but God just, he has compassion for us. He showed us that mercy. Luke 6:36 says, "Be merciful even as your Father is merciful." God is the ultimate example of mercy, and he clearly says in his word that we need to be merciful like him, the ultimate example. My pastor gave an interesting story on treating others with mercy. It really stuck with me and honestly kind of convicted me a little bit. He said that he was getting food for his family in downtown Nashville, and he had his hands full getting everything into the car and was kind of in a rush to get home. Traffic was approaching, it was getting kind of late. And as he was getting to a car, a homeless man started to approach him and was trying to stop him from leaving. He was waving his arms at him. My pastor was trying to ignore him, but he finally turned to the homeless man and said, "Hey man, I don't have any change or anything. I don't have anything. I can't give you anything." The homeless man stopped in his tracks and said, "I just wanted to let you know that you left the drink on the roof of your car." My pastor's jaw dropped to the floor. He went to apologize to the man, but the man just ignored him and continued on his way. My pastor stopped in that moment and prayed for forgiveness and asked God to grant him more mercy, for he didn't show me. I don't know how many times I've been in that situation where I was really rude to someone, but had no clue what was really going on. That example my pastor gave really convicted my heart and got me thinking how, in many cases, maybe I'm like Kreese. I strike hard, fast, and give no mercy. Not with karate, I don't fight anybody, but with my words. As a Christian, I'm always working to improve myself, and this is something in my life that I am constantly working on and definitely need to work on. I think we can all work on that. We can all work on showing others mercy, peace, and love. I think as Christians, our new motto should be peace hard, love first, and have mercy. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more nerdy devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Caleb for your Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, stay nerdy.